This morning I am seeing very beautiful gathering for Aarti, Mahaprabhu and Srila Gurudev. Also they come from Aarti of Giriraj Govardhan, Sadashiv Gangadhar. And here, Parikrama after Aarti, very nice atmosphere, and it was very peaceful. Suddenly some disturbance also come. This is the world. We are actually not liberated. We are conditioned souls. And we have calm, cruel, love, mother, moham, asarjo. And we always attacked by that sararipu. It's called sararipu. Sararipu, English is six kind of enemy living within our body. Sararipu. Ripu means enemy. Nothing matter but coming quarreling to that. But Vaishnava religion always avoiding this. Krishna said, Kama yesha krodha yesha rajoguna samudbhav. Krodha coming from rajoguna. Come from Rajogun, and we not will be surrendered to Rajogun. Trigun also not good. Sattugun, Rajogun, Tamogun. It's all is rope binding us with this material consciousness, existence, etc. If we will think we are sadhak, we are practitioner, we are trying to practice, then we will be conscious about that. But it is not so easy. This qualification not will get in a school, college. It is only coming through pure devotee's association. The pure devotee, to be a pure devotee, that's also not so easy. Then difficulty always around us. But we will tolerate and try to correct. That is the situation for us. Try to correct, first tolerate, and try to correct.
Last few days you were talking something of the Ramananda Sangha, that verse specifically, Dhyanaprayasa Udupasya, and you're talking about hearing transcendental narration from the devotees. Hearing from pure devotees, and that verse set up for Sangam, Mamaviri, Sangvido. How do we know who is talking to us? Is the devotee who is qualified to tell us what they are trying to say?
That is that information. This is very difficult. You do not know who is pure devotee. But something we have some idea. This quality and qualification, if anyone will hold, is a devotee. First in the ashram, we can consider who is leaving other association and join in Krishna consciousness. He is devotee. First, we can consider this way. But devotee means fully devoted. It is not how much devoted, that is depending. How much they are devoted, that is depending upon their quality, for their quality. Then, externally what we are seeing and our feelings coming about some Vaishnava, yeah, he is qualified and he is a devotee. And other thing is that, yeah, when Gurudev, he is giving respect to someone devotee, qualified devotee, he is telling, and that we believe and we will surrender to that, them. This is at present our situation and will be harmonized this way. But always we will be conscious. If attentively we will read Jaiva Dharma, there also we will see so many Babaji, they are practicing, they are joining in the meeting, everything. But within there, or someone Babaji not doing properly, then complaint coming against him, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "Ye Babaji, you must be sabdhan, you must be careful, your behavior not good," like that. But always, everywhere, some alloy will stay, no doubt. But percentage of devotional mood will give us some spiritual food. We know, they do not know many things, but something they know. That is surrender to Guru Vaishnava. Surrender to Krishna. Maybe they do not know who is pure Vaishnava and who is half Vaishnava, alloyed Vaishnava. We cannot consider that way because we are not qualified to consider. And which way we will consider? And not only that, it is very rare and it is very difficult to consider who is pure Vaishnava and who is not. And that example given Krishna himself, when Rajasuya Yajna happened, Krishna himself and so many Muni, Rishi, etc., etc., everyone taken prasadam, and Krishna told to Bhimsen and others. Bhimsen noticed it a little seriously. But Krishna told in the meeting, when this yajna will be finished, then ring the bell. But yajna finished, everyone satisfied with prasadam, everything. Even Krishna taken prasadam there. Then yajna is finally when it happened, huh? But bell not ringing. Then Bhimsen asked to Krishna, "Why bell not ringing? You told bell to ring, bell will automatically sound, but not sound coming. Why bell from the bed? Something is wrong there. What wrong? So many people taken prasadam, so many person, but I think so, someone, pure Vaishnava living near to your prasad, your mansion, in the jungle, little far, maybe 2 furlong, under the tree living on Vaishnava. He not invited and he not prasadam. That was not good. Maybe that is cause. Then Bhimsen gone with Krishna, Arjuna, and invited him. He is not going anywhere, not taking. But when he is invited by the Krishna, Arjuna, Bhim, then he come to take prasadam. And Draupadi also so much opulent prasadam put for him. And he is very shaking on a shyness and mixing all and taking. And Draupadi is not happy. She is thinking, I cook for this Vaishnava, but Vaishnava do not know how to eat this opulent prasadam I make for him. Anyhow, he taken prasadam and gone, but bell not ring. Then Bhimsen asked to Krishna, what happened? Krishna told, must be some offense happened. And then asked everyone, and Draupadi confessed, yeah, it is happened in my mind. Oh, that is because. Again call him. And again call. Krishna Arjuna calling. He must go and taking prasadam. And taking prasadam and ringing the bell, thong, thong. Here I am giving example. Who is Vaishnav? They do not know. And that Vaishnav living next door to Yudhishthir's mansion, king's mansion. He is living near, maybe 2 furlongs or 3-4 furlongs. Vaishnav, who is Vaishnav? Which way you will consider it? Very difficulty. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur giving some solution to us. Yeah, we, why doing festival and distributing prasadam? Festival can do different way. Ajajuddhe, Rishishraddhe, Prabhate, Meghadambare, Dampatya Kalaye Chaiva, Babbharambhe Logukriya. To goat when fight, coming hit and smash, but when coming to, then very slowly and took, then go back. This is Ajayajuddha. Now fighting goat this way, not hitting so much, but coming so much energy, but when hitting, very slowly. And Rishi Shraddha, there are so many mantras, so many fire, so many this. Feeding arrangement not so nice. Maybe one sundae, one banana. That is Rishi Shraddha. Prabhato Meghadambare. In the morning, the cloud giving so much sound, but not a rain falling. Because morning cloud not giving rain. Pravade Megadambare. Dampatya Kalahe Chaiva, husband, wife. Oh, very much loudly quarreling. But after 2 hours, finish. Everything is set. No quarrel. And this is the indication given. The Rishi Shraddha, there is so much mantra and so many activity, religious activity, not feeding anything. Small, some plate. So they are Judhishthir Maharaj's arrangement was so much. And came so many. Oh, anyhow. what I want to say, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, why we are doing prasad distribution and full belly prasadam we are giving to everyone who is coming. I can remember one day Guru Maharaj asking me, Ji, when I shall die, how many people will come to see me in my ceremony, death ceremony? How many people will come? You guess it. I thought, maybe extremely 1,000. Here is no so many people. But Guru Maharaj smiled and told, no, it will be so much. You will see. He had 10,000 like that. And I surprised. 10,000 people, where we will get? But I believe Guru Maharaj told, must be. But that happened. When Guru Maharaj festival we have done, then 11 o'clock to night, and so much opulent prasadam arranged. Why we are arranging the prasadam this way and distributing? Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, externally it is happening for general people, they are taking food, getting some nourishment through food. But internally, we want to feed anyone Vaishnava. But 1,000 people join, maybe there is one Vaishnava. And if there Vaishnava Seva happen, our festival must be successful, we will think. 10,000 or 1,000, that is not a question. We are feeding so much. But if there is one Vaishnava, that is sufficient for our good fortune. Then we will get Vishuddha Sukriti, pure Sukriti, spiritual benefit. One Vaishnava will take prasadam, we will get some spiritual benefit. And that is pure. Anyway, this is, we can see in the scriptures. Then, question is Vaishnava Seva, Vaishnava Sangha, and hearing from Vaishnava, there is pure Vaishnava if we will try to understand who, pure Vaishnava, we cannot understand. Vaishnava Chinite Nare Deber Sakoti. It is written in the Vrindavana Das Thakur. Devata, demigods, they cannot recognize who is Vaishnava. And which way I shall recognize who is Vaishnava. But something I know from the Vaishnava, from the scriptures, from Sadhu Guru. And with that knowledge, we will try to give our full honor to him. And procedure given Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev, that is the best procedure. I shall not do anything wrong with anyone. Humility, tolerance, and giving honor to others. This is, I am telling always. And why telling always? Because we are always doing something wrong. And we must avoid that wrong. If we have humility, then we will be cause for anger for others. If we are tolerant, then anything will come to me, I can tolerate and not will make any disturbance. And give honor to others means everyone has some ego. I do not want to disturb his ego. Then be humble and give honor to him. That honor, everyone has some good quality and some honor. And why I shall not give that? I shall give. This way we shall try to go, but it is very difficult. We cannot always remember this. But forgetting, but again it is coming in our sense. And again we will start. Every time we will start newly. No problem for that. Forgot, forgot. But now sense come back. Then we will do again the good things. This way we will try to go. But must be careful. One thing, Vaishnava and Vaishnava. They are carefully I shall proceed. Otherwise I will be cheated and I will be offender, both. And procedure I told, this is process is good, not to hit others, anything, he has quality, he enjoys with his quality, I am living with my quality and my jurisdiction, my zone, that is good. And what externally I know, internally may know something, but externally we are seeing the quality of Vaishnava. And we will proceed that way carefully. Otherwise we will be losers and offender also sometimes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told all, Ami to durbhaga, oti, Vaishnava na chini, more kripa kori ben Vaishnava aponi. If I am a humble, tolerant, and giving honor to others, then automatically Vaishnava's attraction come to me, and he will be merciful to me. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, I cannot recognize Vaishnava because I have no that qualification. But if I am a good boy, good man, then Vaishnava will be merciful to me. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, Ami to durbhagavati Vaishnava nachini, it is unfortunate. I cannot recognize Vaishnava, but Vaishnava is so merciful. If I am with some quality, Vaishnava will see and he will be affectionate and merciful to me. This is your question's answer. Question is for long time with everyone, this question. But something, adjustment, we will keep with that. But ego is very dangerous thing. I am seeing, I am feeling, and I am disturbed with that also, always. But what shall I do? My mission is so big at present, then I am always trying to tolerate everything. No other way. But it is very good impression every day morning I am getting in our ashram. They are singing Kripa Bindu Diya. They are singing Udile Oruno. Sometimes they are singing Vaishnava glorification. every day, Udula Aruna every day. And all the principal devotee plus general devotee, they are doing parikrama. The temple parikrama. I am feeling so happy, happiness, but side by side, always some holiness also working. Quarreling always with us. And behind us, any chance will get immediate activated. What he will do? Then give some slap and be quiet to spirit of quarreling. There you give slap, not human, but a spirit of quarreling. जय ओम विश्वास भक्ति श्रीदास देव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय ऑल द डिवोटीज की जय प्रणाम संकीर्तन की जय रविदास ठाकुर की जय श्री चैतन्य सारद मठ की जय गौर प्रमानंदे
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परमाचार्य अष्टतर सत श्री श्रीमान श्रील भक्ति सुंदर गोविंद देव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय।